Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Justice Department announced today it doesn't have enough evidence to bring civil rights charges against NYPD officer Daniel Pantaleo in the chokehold death of Eric Garner in 2014.
WCBS's Peter Haskell joins us. Peter, how did federal prosecutors explain their decision?
Well, the term we heard over and over again from U.S. Attorney Richard Donahue was insufficient evidence. And according to Donahue, this is the highest standard of intent that is in the law. And basically, what prosecutors would have needed proven was that Daniel Pantaleo willfully used more force than he believed was reasonably necessary. And if that was not the case, he felt they couldn't go forward. So, for example, if Pantaleo made a mistake or was fearful or used poor judgment, that would not be willful. It's about intent.
It sounds like, Peter, in the end, Attorney General William Barr had the final say.
It is interesting. This is a case that's been wrapped up in politics from the beginning, both in New York State and at the federal government. This was something that's been batted about for 5 years now. And the U.S. attorney said that it went to the highest levels of the Justice Department. And at the end of the day, it was the AG himself, Bill Barr, who made this decision.
So what is next for Officer Daniel Pantaleo?
So there will be no federal charges. A grand jury on Staten Island declined to indict, no state charges. There was a police department hearing earlier this summer. And that really, the police department is the lone body that can mete out any kind of consequences, and the ultimate decision falls to the police commissioner, Jim O'Neill.
Thanks, Peter. WCBS reporter Peter Haskell.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.